Hi there, beloved. Thank you for joining with me for another day of praying for the nations. In Psalm 134, we read, "Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth." We are taking that thought, which would have been sung by pilgrims as they went back to Jerusalem, in the Songs of Ascent. We're using that to kind of guide our thoughts today for the nation of India. So let's pray. God, it is staggering to think that there is one nation that has 45 cities with well over 1 million people. And yet, God, for this nation particularly at this time, they have been battling the COVID-19 virus. And in many ways, they're seeing their own limitations. So God of gods, please pour out your mercies on this nation that has heard of your mercies through William Carey's efforts hundreds of years ago. We're asking that those that have seen an economic boom in their midst over the last decade would know the riches of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you that this country is already inclined to pray, but we ask that their prayers would be in line with what the scriptures teach. We ask that they would not simply give themselves over to religious observances, but that they would have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that they would not just simply, as it were, try to pacify the deity in heaven or try and get more and more attuned to the teachings that they've received from their forefathers, but that they would know you, the one who is truly the Heavenly Father and the Lord of all grace. Please, Lord God, in your mercy, rescue people who are destined for hell unless you sovereignly impose your love and your steadfast kindness on them. Rescue them, even as you rescue us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.